The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, they are so worried that they are going to dramatic means. 14th Amendment is going to try to be used to keep Trump off the ballot. We deconstruct that. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today. TPUSA.com, America's largest movement of all ages, specifically high school and college students, TPUSA.com. Support us in any way you can, TPUSA.com. As always, you can email me, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. New piece in The Atlantic, of course, funded by Loreen Powell Jobs, Emerson Collective. It is The Atlantic, isn't it? Yep. The Constitution prohibits Trump from ever being president again. We warned you that they're going to use the 14th Amendment in the United States Constitution, which is written way too broadly. We've said that before, and the media attacked us for saying it, to try to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president. Understand that the people that are pushing forward, quote unquote, our democracy. How many times do you hear that? It's not just democracy, it's our democracy, our democracy. Very possessive, as if they own it. And remember, we are a republic, not a democracy. Every time you hear our democracy, replace it with our oligarchy. That's really what they mean. When Morning Joe and Rachel Maddow say our democracy is under attack, what they're really saying is that our oligarchy is under attack. Our autocracy is under attack. Our shadow government is under attack. That's what they're really saying. The party of democracy, the party of voting, is very worried that voting is not going to turn out very well for them. The data is even more promising than I thought it would be at this moment. Now, anything can change. But Donald Trump is facing 600 years in federal prison, 4 different indictments. And the data is showing that not only have the indictments helped him in the primary, but the indictments very well might be helping him in the general election. I get in debates all the time with members of the American ruling class when I visit Aspen or Vegas or whatever, who don't like Trump, and they say, Donald Trump cannot win the general election. You have to get that out of your head. Will he? I don't know. Is the deep state going to prevent him? Without a doubt. Is he the favorite? No. But you have to dismiss this very shallow, banal one-liner of saying he can't. Not true. In fact, the media is accidentally stumbling into this data, and that is exactly why the Atlantic article is out. The party of democracy, which again is really the party of oligarchy, is saying that we must prevent Donald Trump from ever coming on the ballot. I'm going to prove to you exactly what they mean, because they are now saying this out loud. They're trying to move the Overton window. And some of the... boy, I was going to use a term I shouldn't use. Let's just say moderates in the Republican circle, like David French, who's not even a Republican. He's a regime water carrier for the neoliberal agenda. They're saying, oh, this is actually a really good idea. If Donald Trump is so unpopular, then beat him at the ballot box. If Donald Trump is so terrible, then use your sacred democracy to reject him. But this is now bubbling up. The data is now showing that the indictments aren't working. In fact, it's probably going to only hurt them more because these cases only grow weaker with time. So you take Big Fannie Willis. Big Fannie Willis. She comes out and she goes after every single person that has set foot in Fulton County associated with Donald Trump. Her case will only get weaker from this point forward. A judge is not going to put up with some of these charges. Good lawyers will eventually get brought into this. She's at her climax of media support. She will only weaken. And by the way, she's got a bunch of clowns around her. That's not some sort of thing that I'm speculating. She got this woman. Well, I mixed up the save and send buttons. Like, they're not sending their best to Fulton County. So the public opinion of these indictments is only going to shift further. And I'm starting to see this bubble up in the grassroots. I'm starting to see this bubble up in the non-political circles, where all of a sudden, the reverence for the Constitution is now taking a higher plane than any sort of allegiance or support of Donald Trump. Where people, and this is a very good sign, you want to have a white pill moment, you want to have like a optimist twist, I'm starting to see rumblings of people that hate Donald Trump, but they say, I love the Constitution more than I hate Donald Trump. All you need is a sliver of independence to believe that, and this whole ballgame ends, and it ends quickly. That would be the tipping point, everybody, is if you can get enough people that you don't even convince them that Donald Trump is great. You can actually accept the premise. But then you say, is there something that actually supersedes the hate? Is there something that supersedes your distaste for him? I'm starting to see it. This clip right here is very telling. CNN is telling you that all the data, macro polls, Donald Trump is in a much stronger position than he was even in 2020. Now, remember our rule here. We don't like poll watching, like bird watching. We need poll watchers, but you know, we don't overdo the polls. But the macro trend is very interesting. We need ballot chasers. We need voter registration. We need all that. Just remember, the polls didn't help us in Arizona, but this is interesting. What it shows, it's a race. It's going to come down to the technical side, but they thought they would have like a 10-point delta between Trump and Biden at this point. And CNN is growing awfully nervous, worried. Play cut 6.
Look here. This is Quinnipiac University. It was a 2-point race in February. Look where it is now. It's a 1-point race. That's well within the margin of error. But take away one thing from this and one thing only if you take away only one thing. And that is, I think there are a lot of Democrats who simply can't believe that Donald Trump can be elected president again. The polling indicates that Trump is, in fact, in a stronger position at this point than he was during the entire 2020 campaign, according to the national polls. If we had state-level polling, I wouldn't even be surprised if Trump were ahead in the swing states that are most important, Jim.
Okay, so let's not look. The polls lied to us in the midterms. Some polls said that Carrie Lake was up 10 points, and she probably was. Just they did the boring stuff way better than us. So if we do our job to ballot chase, voter reg, secure our elections, then all of a sudden this polling is going to look very much to what ends up happening. If we engage in voting month, all that good stuff, right? Precinct by precinct, grassroots muscle. That's going to be, I am going to be a broken record on this. Unlike all these other shows. Oh, wow. Look at these polls. Yeah. How about the boring stuff? Are we doing it? Are we hiring ballot chasers? Are we engaging in early voting? Remember, if we even do 10 to 20% of the early voting work the Democrats have been doing, we might just accomplish enough. Plus, we secure our elections. So all this good stuff, right? What it shows, these polls are showing, is that this is totally winnable. That's what it's showing. Not that we're going to win, not that we're going to lose, but it's kind of in that, you're telling me there's a chance. Yes. I'm telling you there is 100% a chance. I still mark us as the underdog. Let me be clear. We're up against the FBI, the CIA, broken elections. We're up against the Democrat regime, George Soros, Lorraine Powell jobs, these legal challenges. We are the underdog. But I actually like Donald Trump in the underdog position. I like 2016 energy. I like the scrappy. I like the hustle. I like the us versus the world. I like the grassroots. I like Dairy Queen Donald Trump more than 15 days to slow the spread Donald Trump. And the regime, which says our democracy, when they're really saying our oligarchy, they're starting to look around and they're saying, what else do we have? What else do we have? We tried the indictments not working. We tried Big Fanny. We tried Big Mac Alvin Bragg. We tried deranged lunatic Jack Smith. And there is something else. They will reach deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And of course, they're desperate. These people are unbelievably desperate. I'm going to tell you what somebody wrote a rather long manifesto of what is at the root of liberalism. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, don't support him killing people. But in the manifesto, he famously said, at the root of all liberalism is insecurity. And boy, is that true. They are an insecure people. Hold on to that thought, because they're going even more desperate. Buckle up. They're about to go and grab the throat of the 14th Amendment against the American people. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Don't miss the most inspirational movie of the summer, Briarcliff Entertainment's The Hill, starring Dennis Quaid, in theaters this Friday. The incredible true life story of professional baseball player Ricky Hill. Growing up poor in a small Texas town, young Ricky discovers his extraordinary ability for hitting a baseball. But with leg braces and a degenerative spinal disease, the major leagues were just a dream that could never be. Courageously, he risks it all. Defying his father's wish to follow in his footsteps to become a pastor, Ricky tries out for a major league scout. Pushing hard to overcome his disability, he goes on to become a baseball phenomenon. From the writer of Rudy and Hoosiers, and the writer of The Game Stands Tall, an inspirational story about family, faith, and a baseball miracle. Some dreams are unbreakable. The Hill, starring Dennis Quaid, Colin Ford, and Scott Glenn. Do not miss The Hill, rated PG in theaters this Friday. Get your tickets now. Family-friendly, excellent film. It is called The Hill. Get your tickets right now. There's 100% a chance. This is winnable. We are the underdog. Own it, believe it, and work like you're 20 points down. No more of this MAGA cockiness that sometimes I get. You know, I joke around that some MAGA consultants, thankfully they are no longer around in 2020, I'd say, what is the plan? What is the strategy? And they'd say, like, feel the MAGA vibes, man. Like, let the vibes flow. Like, that's not a strategy. That's stupid. Trump is running a much better campaign at this point than I saw in 2020. But think about it. 2020, they turned the whole regime inwardly against him. It was like the snake eating itself. Fauci, Birx, infiltration. You had the regime. You had basically a coup d'etat, mail-in ballot, Zuckerberg. It was a cultural revolution of a regime that basically was taking over itself from within. So this is a fact, 100% fact, that the bad guys, the oligarchs, who say they're for democracy, are super worried about what would happen if Donald Trump gets on the ballot. This is clear. Atlantic.com, financed by Laureen Powell Jobs, who is the widow of Steve Jobs and who is one of the more sinister people in American politics. She owns the Emerson Collective. She funds piles of trash to the tune of billions of dollars. Laureen Powell Jobs is very similar to Mackenzie Bezos, where they feel that their role in life is to destroy Western society with the billions of dollars they did not earn. Mackenzie Bezos didn't earn that money. Laureen Powell Jobs didn't earn that money. But boy, they want to spend it. It's interesting how unearned money is so easily spent on really bad ideas. There's something to that. So here's what it says on The Atlantic. The Constitution prohibits Trump from ever being president again. By Michael Luttig and Lawrence Tribe. Now, Lawrence Tribe is a crazy person, but he's actually well-respected on the left, which is telling. As students of the United States Constitution for many decades, one of a U.S. Court of Appeals judge, the other as a professor of constitutional law, and both as constitutional advocate scholars and practitioners, we long ago came to the conclusion that the 14th Amendment, the amendment ratified in 1868 that represents our nation's second founding, a new birth of freedom, contains within a protection against the dissolution of the republic by a treasonous president. Okay, let's just slow down. The 14th Amendment was necessary for some things, 100%. But it's way too broadly written. It's sloppily written in some ways. the moral premise of the 14th Amendment, excellent. Of course, obviously, no one's going to debate that. No one will. Abolishing slavery and respecting the dignity of all people. But they float the 14th Amendment for everything. For removal of debts. Remember when they said, oh, the debt ceiling can be raised because of the 14th Amendment? Preventing Donald Trump from becoming president, birthright citizenship. The 14th Amendment is the catch-all. The 14th Amendment has become kind of the modern Marxist revolutionary gateway to whatever they want to do. It doesn't always hold up in court, but it's way too broad. It's just too broad. Again, morally necessary with too many opaque provisions and vocabulary that is now harming us in 2023. They believe the 14th Amendment nullifies the rest of the Constitution as long as the government can be used to attack white people or now to attack insurrectionists. That's why language matters. Okay, so we're gonna pick apart this entire article, this whole thing. But I wanna segue with this quote from the Unabomber, evil guy, but he understood the left very, very well, and he was obviously really smart. Quote, words like self-confidence, self-reliance, initiative, enterprise, optimism play little role in the liberal and leftist vocabulary. The leftist is anti-individualistic, pro-collectivist. He wants society to solve everyone's problems for them, satisfy everyone's needs for them, take care of them. The liberal is not the sort of person who has inner sense of confidence in his ability to solve his own problems and satisfy his own needs. The leftist is antagonistic to the concept of competition because deep inside he feels like a loser. Boy, does that perfectly summarize the left. They feel like losers deep inside, and they are afraid of having to actually go up against Trump, aka our movement, in a fair fight. Deep down, they're damaged and insecure people. That is at the heart of the American left. Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Like, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things. I don't take my word for it. I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something, but fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you so that you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit. And let me know, has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie. Okay, so for the past 3 years, people have mostly understood that using Section 3 on Donald Trump would at least require a criminal conviction, aka taking him off the ballot. There's a new article, as we've been leading up to this, that is really making the rounds. This is not some sort of just weird blog or just some sort of strange tweet. I want to reemphasize, this was published on the platform owned by Laureen Powell Jobs, one of the top five most important mega donors. This is 100% either approved by, read by, or at least atmospherically aware by Laureen Powell Jobs and her team at the Emerson Collective. This is a trial balloon, but it's also a chance to move the Overton window. They are saying that conviction does not matter. A conviction of a crime. This law review article claims that Section 3 is a self-executing, operating, and as an immediate disqualification from office. Holy moly. Without the need for additional action from Congress. It can and should be enforced by every official, state, or federal who judges qualifications. What are they really saying here? They're saying that Adrian Fontes can say that Donald Trump is not allowed on the ballot in Arizona. They can say the Secretary of State of Wisconsin is not going to allow Donald Trump on the ballot there. This is their backup plan for 2024 if the trials do not work. It is so unbelievably radical that they had to write an op-ed in The Atlantic to try to move the Overton window on this, to try to get the activist base who have been calling for indictments of Donald Trump since the moment he announced for the presidency for 8 years, another thing that they can push for. That's why they wrote the article. When they, when you study the left, you understand that when something goes from in the shadows to into the light, it's an intentional movement. They didn't do this unintentionally. They're putting this into the public domain so they could get their base all fired up about it to then be pushing it somewhat organically when in reality it's not organic. This is a shot across the bow. This right here is a statement. This right here shows you, should give you hope, by the way, that the indictments are not working, that people are turning against them. So they're just saying, you know what, let's just not let them on the ballot. Why? Because we feel it. Doesn't matter what the Constitution says. They say the Constitution prohibits it. They say, conclude that Section 3 requires no legislation, no criminal conviction, or other judicial action in order to effectuate its command. That Section 3 is self-executing. So here's how we have to respond. So simple. Say, okay, Republican Secretary of State won't let Joe Biden on because he's a traitor to the United States. That's how you respond. Say, you're going to do that? We'll do it. Not a good idea, is it? Welcome to the big leagues. That's what we do. Like, oh, well, that's a threat to democracy. No, no, no. You're not going to let Trump on the ballot. We're not going to let Biden on the ballot. That's what you're saying right here. You're pushing for local secretaries of state to not let Donald Trump on the ballot. But it gets even more radical than that. Again, this is not some sort of fringe, weird, transgender blogger at University of Washington. This is top-level Constitution scholars. Quote, to the extent of any conflict with prior constitutional rules, Section 3 repeals, supersedes, or simply satisfies them. This includes the rules against bills of attainder or ex post facto laws, the Due Process Clause, or even the free speech principles of the First Amendment. What are they saying here? They're saying they can just ignore the First Amendment, that they can ignore the requirement of due process. Let's just take a pause and just make sure this is all setting in. They really are afraid of this guy. Holy moly. They are really scared he might become president again. This, you do not act this way if you feel confident. This is desperate, paranoid, insecure behavior. They are worried that if an election takes place, they are worried that the right might actually do some ballot chasing. They are worried that we might actually secure some elections. They are worried they can't pull off the masterstroke of 2020 again. Put Biden in a basement, shut down the country, masks, vaccines, Floydapalooza, racial reckoning. All the oligarchs spend money, suppress the opposition. Hunter Biden laptop, boom, suppress that. They're worried they can't pull that off again because that took every possible favor, every possible institution to be in harmony. They're afraid they can't get that all lined up. So they say, you know what? Just forget it. Just don't let him on the ballot. Just do not let him on the ballot. Doesn't matter if he's not convicted. Doesn't matter. What they're saying is no criminal conviction is necessary. That you could just kind of think it. You could just allege it. Just like, hey, he's an insurrectionist. Why? Because we think it. Now, thankfully, this probably will not be held up by the Supreme Court. I mean, the Supreme Court would say, yeah, this is crazy. But that doesn't mean they're not going to try. They're going to say that he gave aid and comfort to insurrectionists, which can define as bad tweets. Imagine the Secretary of State of Pennsylvania or Michigan literally having a one-party election and having the Secretary of State of Pennsylvania saying, we are here to protect democracy. and only Joe Biden will be let on the ballot. Huh. So the party of democracy wants one person on the ballot. It's like the Soviet Union. Joseph Stalin elected with record support. Yeah, there's no one else on the ballot. The Atlantic article continues. If you want any evidence for your left-wing friends that the intelligentsia of the American left are nothing more than medieval defenders of oligarchs, just read this article. And they are not joking around. Somebody said, Charlie, what do you mean that Trump is the underdog? This is what I mean by Trump is the underdog. They have not even started to scrap. A very, very smart friend of mine said, Charlie, as recently said to me, and so smart, he said, as aggressive the American right was in trying to challenge the 2020 election results, times it by 10, and that is what the left will do, and the media will cover for them. Continues by saying, the men who framed and ratified the 14th Amendment entrusted us, the people of the United States, the means to vigilantly protect against those who would make a mockery of American democracy. Oligarchy. The Constitution, the rule of law, and of America itself, it fell to generations that followed to enforce our hallowed Constitution and ensure that our union endures today. That responsibility falls to us. Fail at sending Trump to prison? Here's our backup plan. Kick him off with this law review article. But there's another wrinkle to this. It's not just far left wingers and Lawrence Tribe that are pushing this. This is also from people who self-describe themselves as conservative scholars. Conservative scholars have cozied on up to this. In fact, two people that are members of the Federalist Society, which does excellent work traditionally, is saying there's a lot of merit to this, that Section 3's disqualification clause has by no means outlived its contemplated necessity, nor will it ever, as the post-Civil War framers presciently foresaw. To the contrary, this provision of our Constitution continues to protect the Republic from those who are bent on its dissolution. Every official who takes an oath to uphold the Constitution's Article 6 provides every public official must, is obligated to enforce this very provision. That's a bunch of psychobabble from people that are nuts. So why are they doing this? They're doing it because they're insecure. Just listen to this kind of this stream of consciousness from the CIA morning show, Play Cut 41.
We're following new polling that shows Donald Trump's hold over the Republican base is as strong as ever. In the latest CBS News YouGov survey, the former president has 62% of support from likely GOP primary voters, 46% clear of his closest challenger. And among those likely Trump voters, the poll shows they trust the former president even more than their own loved ones.
This was about Donald Trump. How could people support Donald Trump? And there are really no good answers, except, you know, the question is it a cult?
Yeah. So that tape could have been from 2017. It's the same thing they do every morning there. Insecure, desperate, use every power at their disposal. The two members of the Federalist Society that are, quote, allegedly on the right, law professors William Baud and Michael Stokes Paulson. The Atlantic has come out and said, we're immensely gratified to see a richly researched article soon to be published in an academic journal has recently come to the same conclusion that we had and is attracting well-deserved attention outside of a small circle of scholars, including Jeffrey Sonnenfeld and Anjan Jain of the Yale Law School of Management. Oh, Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, I could tell you a story about him. Jeez. That's why I had to pause. That's a separate episode for another time. The evidence laid out by the legal scholars of William Baud and Michael Stokes Paulson in Sweep and Force of Section 3, available as a preprint and a memento sooner or later, it will influence, if not determine, the course of the American constitutional history and American history itself. Okay, so that's all a bunch of nonsense. AKA, the top legal minds of society are saying Trump should not be allowed on the ballot, regardless of conviction, just because we think that. That's what's going on. That is the insurance policy. They're not going to let him on the ballot. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. I just want to reiterate, this is the accusation that can keep you off the ballot. Not tried by a jury or peers. Why is this happening? Because it's starting to set into these people. Oh, the timeline is not going to line up. Yeah. Yeah. Can I make a prediction? Jack Smith is not going to get his January trial. He's not going to get his January trial. And they know it. That it's going to be more like April or June or July. So yes, we don't control all of the secretaries of states in the states. But for example, Pinal County or Yavapai County in Arizona, just say Joe Biden is not going to be allowed on the ballot. You want to play ball? The Pinal County Recorder's Office or the La Paz County Recorder's Office. Welcome to the big leagues. How about the Yavapai County Recorder's Office? Trump will get 100% of the votes. Welcome to democracy. If they even try it, we need it immediately. And you might say, well, Charlie, what is the crime? Joe Biden sold out the country. We just think he's a traitor. The new standard is you don't need to be now held to any sort of criminal account. It's just we can think it. You sold influence. You got bribes from foreign nations. You're not going to be on the ballot. By the way, you want to get really radical? We could end up winning some of these blue states if every one of the red counties do this, if Joe Biden's not on the ballot, because we got 100% of the votes. So one person on the ballot. We could win Nevada. Totally win Nevada. Joe Biden's not on the ballot. Because we have Republican recorder's offices in all of these major red counties. We could win Colorado, maybe. They want to play ball? We're not going to let Joe Biden on the ballot in local counties. That simple. The line needs to be drawn. I think that's demented, by the way. This is like really sick stuff that we even have to talk like this. I don't enjoy it. I don't delight in it. I don't celebrate it. And someone just said, Charlie, is the RNC gaming this out? They can't even get Donald Trump to show up to a debate, okay? The RNC doesn't have a plan. There's no plan, okay? The plan is here. We're figuring it out because we actually care about the country. So you want to save the country? Okay, every single red state recorder's office has to say that based on Section 3 of the United States Constitution, Joe Biden will not be allowed on the ballot if you even dare do this in one corner of the country, that a former president is not allowed to be on the ballot in any of these states. Period. And you want to talk about expanding the map? All of a sudden, you've expanded the map. There's a lot of red counties in Georgia where if Joe Biden doesn't show up on the ballot, you'll get 80 to 90%. What am I getting at here? I'm trying to get the liberals to back off. That's not good for the country. That'll deeply damage the country. But we are not going to bend over and take it from you guys. Not going to happen. You even try to whisper about this crap under the guise of legal theory, you're going to force a constitutional crisis, and I'm not going to complain my way to the destruction of the country. Period. You even think it? You guys even probe it? If Adrian Fontes even says, oh, well, you know, he's an insurrectionist, and according to Section 3, we can just prevent him from the ballot. Okay. Pinal, Yavapai, all across the board, our best counties. Joe Biden's a traitor. What can we do? Now, we are now in this weird Maoist America where if you are accused, you're guilty until proven innocent. According to Section 3 of the United States Constitution, they are arguing clearly, academics, these are academics from these, by the way, you want to talk about another one? California. California, Joe Biden's not allowed on the ballot. What would that do? I mean, not statewide, but county by county. I don't like this. But I want to make sure our side has the stones and the awareness of what's coming next. Remember, the general election comes down to 8 counties. If I can keep Joe Biden off the ballot in Pinal County and Yavapai County, that'll run up the score. I don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. But I'm not going to bend over and take it. I'm not going to allow Lawrence Tribe and these two Federalist Society guys, which is normally a very good organization, so it's very bizarre, to keep Donald J. Trump, a former president, off the ballot. Could you guys broadcast your insecurity anymore? You might as well just get the nose piercings and the purple hair and admit to everybody that you have daddy issues. We understand that you're insecure. But don't get in the way of the people having a voice in the election. If you dare even go that way, we're going to do everything we can to keep Joe Biden off the ballot, county by county. We will go county by county by county and say, fine, Section 3, 14th Amendment, time to play ball. Oh, you don't like that? Well, welcome to the new right. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.